Crazy Horse. We hear what you say. One earth, one mother.
That was John Trudell from his album Bone Days, singing his poem Crazy Horse. And on this day in 1877, the man they call Crazy Horse was murdered by the United States Cavalry. He'd already agreed, after years of freedom and fighting for his people and for his land, to stop. And they tricked him into coming towards a building so they could lock him in a cell. And when he did that, he refused to go in. He was not going to be put in a prison, and struggled. And they bayoneted him. And when they bayoneted him, they put him on a cot. And he said, "To bring me outdoors, to put me on the ground, lay my body on the earth, so I can die on Mother Earth and not in one of the white man's contraptions," which is what they did. And Crazy Horse was born. He was born, the white people called him Crazy Horse, the Western world did. He had his own name, his name that meant walking with the trees, walking or dancing in the trees, because he was seen as a person who had a spirit and communed with the spirits. He loved spending his time more with animals, dogs and horses and children than he did with adults, but became one of the great spiritual leaders of the Lakota Nation and then one of the great warriors of the Lakota Nation. No one ever took his picture. No one knows exactly what he looked like, other than he was lighter skinned and had curly hair. But he was one of the great heroes of the Indian wars, the native wars, to keep their lands. And on this day in 1877, Crazy Horse was bayoneted at Fort Robinson, Nebraska, on this day in 1877, September the 5th. And this day, the Battle of Chesapeake was fought in 1781. That became near the end of the Revolutionary War. British Navy was defeated by the French, and they were forced to surrender at Yorktown on this day in 1781. And the battle that broke the war was the Yorktown Battle. And the interesting piece about this they never talk about, that we did on our program when we talked about the books on the history of the Revolutionary War, when we learned that it was the black and Indian troops in Rhode Island that actually won that battle, that won the war of the American Revolution. And they keep put that in our history books so we all remember what happened on this day. And football season is upon us. On this day in 1906, all you football lovers, Bradbury Robinson of the St. Louis University team flew through the first forward pass in American football on this day in 1906. And if you transpose that number just a little bit, 1906 to 1960, on this day, September the 5th, Muhammad Ali, then known as Cassius Clay, was awarded the gold medal for his first place in the light heavyweight boxing competition in the Olympics in Rome on this day in 1960. Other notable events on this day include, in 1969, this is the day that William Calley, the American Army lieutenant, was indicted for the premeditated murder of 109 Vietnamese civilians at My Lai. And it was on this day in 1972, what's called the Munich Massacre. There was a group of Palestinians who were known as the Black September. They attacked the compound, killing 11 Israeli athletes in the Olympic Games on this day in 1972. And that is This Day in History on September the 5th. There's much more to This Day in History. We encourage you all to go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. On our way to our next segment, we're hearing Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin. Today in 1970, Janis Joplin started recording sessions, recording a version of this Kris Kristofferson and Fred Foster amazing piece.
We sang every song that Javi knew.